Harley Mackey from Cokeville. Harley is qualified for a second time to the Junior American Rodeo, which will be held in Fort Worth, Texas this November. Harley, good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good. We appreciate you sticking with us here and coming on the air. And tell us a bit about this process of you qualifying for this Junior American Rodeo.
Okay, so we qualified, and then we decided that we need to get ready and prepared, though it's really cold. So I contacted Bill Kennedy to see if I could ride in his indoor barn, and luckily he gave us the opportunity to ride in his barn and keep our horses legged up. And then, so the races will be, one of the races that I'll be running at is Wednesday, March 4th for the Young Guns. I'll be running one of my horses there. And then Thursday, March 5th is the Junior American Semifinals, which I'll be running two of my horses down there to see if I make it to the short go. Then Friday is the short go of the Junior American to see who gets back to the American for Arlington. And then on Saturday is the Young Guns short go.
Now, Harley, when you say you'll be running, is that like barrel racing, pole bending? What type of event is it?
It is barrel racing.
Okay, so it is barrel racing. So you have two different horses that you barrel race, and it looks like you qualified at an event in Salina, Utah. And I actually lived in that area for a little while. That's the Black Hawk Arena, right in Salina. What was that experience like for you to go down to an arena like that where some professionals compete and be amongst some of the best in the area?
It is one of my favorite arenas that I love to go to. They have an amazing facility. And it's just amazing down there.
Now, Harley, you're talking about tenths and hundredths of seconds when it comes to getting to qualify for these things and to do it on two different horses. How much training do you do in the course of a week or month? You talk about using this indoor arena. How many runs would you say you do in a week?
We don't really run them during the weekends. We do small, slow work with our horses to make sure they're turning correctly and leaving the barrels correctly, just to make sure that when we do go fast, that we have our perfect barrels and our perfect pockets.
Now, Harley, this is the second time that you've qualified for the Junior American Rodeo, correct?
Yes, sir.
So what did you learn in your first time around last year that you think is going to be a benefit for you this time?
I think since we've gone down there already, I think it's going to be easier for me and my parents to travel down there, because now that we know where we're going and where we're stalling, we know that it's going to be less stressful for us down there. And then where we warm up and get ready for when we run, it won't be so stressful because we already know what we're doing down there.
One thing I've always thought was interesting about rodeo athletes is they're just part of an equation that includes their animals, and so you've got to get not just one but two horses down to Fort Worth, but you're kind of used to this from just traveling around and doing competitions. What are some things behind the scenes taking horses on the road that maybe most people don't understand?
That you can only travel for so long because you don't want to get them tired in the trailer. So then they can get out and stretch their legs and drink water and just take a break from being on the road.
Harley Mackey with us this morning from Cokeville. She's for the second time qualified for the Junior American Rodeo that's going to be held in Fort Worth, Texas this upcoming November. Harley, obviously this is a passion for you. It's something that you love and have committed a lot of time and effort to. What is it about racing these horses that you have just fallen in love with that you really enjoy doing?
I love seeing what type of personality they have and how they compete underneath pressure to see if they get all jacked up and see if they really enjoy running and seeing how they do underneath pressure.
So tell us about your two horses. Obviously, they have names and personalities. Tell us about those two horses.
Yes. So one of my favorite horses that I ride is, her name is Kara. She is a little bay horse, and she has been with me since I was around 8. And I started running her when I was 8, and we both grew up together and practically just learned how to run barrels correctly with each other. And then my other horse, her name is Money. She is an amazing horse. She tends to get a little fiery, but that doesn't really stop us. She's really nice and kind and isn't afraid to do anything at all, even if it's something that she doesn't really want to do.
Well, Harley, congratulations again on winning and getting herself to be an American, All-American again. We'll maybe talk to you again before you head to Fort Worth later this year. So what do you do between now and then? What do you do before November to make sure you're ready and as prepared as possible for you and the horses?
We make sure that there's no swelling or anything that's going wrong with the horse. Make sure that they're healthy and they're fit. And then we see if I'm fit and ready and I'm healthy, so then we can both strive to achieve our goals.
And Harley, go ahead.
And so that we can exercise them to make sure that both of us are fit.
Harley, what grade are you in, and how old are the horses that you race?
I am in 7th grade. We think my little bay mare is 19, and Money is 8, 9.
All right, Harley, thank you again for your time. Congratulations, and best of luck to you.
Thank you. I also want to thank some of my sponsors, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I want to thank MVP, Preferred Junior Elite, Diamond H Trailers, B&H Auto, Beyond Homes, and Draw It Out.
Very cool. Takes a community, doesn't it, Harley?
Yes, it does.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you so much for your time today, and good luck.
Thank you so much.
You bet. That's Harley Mackey, a Cokeville girl that's, again, going to be competing in Fort Worth, Texas later this fall for the Junior American Rodeo. It's all part of First Bank Sports Friday. We'll break here. We'll come back to wrap things up next on the SVI Radio Network.